Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman in. Keep it playing a little bit there, brother. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Yes, it is I, your friendly citizen investigative journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell egg, says me. Sitting in for Mike, he'll be back in the form of a encore presentation tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Then I will be back on Friday. And then finally, he will be back in fine fettle, live and in the flesh, on Monday. That's right, Cyber Monday. But you'll have me for Black Friday. You'll have me and David Swanson, the author of the new book, War is a Lie. Ain't that provocative? Pardon my cold here tonight. Still fighting this like crazy. But glad you can be with us. And we are opening up the phone lines to you this hour. 877-520-1150. These are your public airwaves. Use them or lose them. Because you know all the way it's going. You lost most of them anyway. 877-520-1150. You haven't lost them tonight. So get in line. You can also stop by bradblog.com where there is a lively chat ongoing. Joy Santa Cruz is there. Pro Annie is there. For Earth. Liberal in SC1. Tim from LA. Cosmic Michael. All, of course, being handled beautifully, moderated by the lovely Desi Doyen, who is also screening your calls tonight. All right, a couple of items here before we get to your calls, and you can call about anything you like, but I was going to talk about how, well, you know, what the hell anymore do we have to be thankful for? And you really got to reach. But I bet you guys have some ideas. So if you'd like to tell me what you're thankful for, I would love to hear it tonight at 877-520-1150. Here's something that I think we can all be thankful for as we head into the holiday weekend. A jury has convicted Tom DeLay, has convicted, found him guilty on all charges of money laundering and conspiracy. This just happened just before airtime tonight. DeLay was charged with money laundering and conspiracy to commit money laundering. He now faces a possible sentence. This is the former U.S. House Majority Leader. You remember him, the Hammer, the guy who gamed the system down in Texas in order to get a whole bunch of more Republican seats, did whatever he had to do. The hell with the law. Who cares? It's Texas. Well, as it turns out, Texas actually has some laws, and one of them is about a century old, and it prohibits corporate contributions in state political races. But DeLay was accused of funneling $190,000 of corporate money through the RNC and then back to the seven GOP candidates for the Texas House. Illegal! And he is found guilty now on that by a jury, faces a possible sentence of, get ready, 5 to 99 years in one count and 2 to 20 years in the other. Now, folks say he ain't going to serve a day in jail. When I say folks, I mean people have stopped by Bradblog since the news broke. Our friend, the ever-cynical Steve Heller, who has good reason to be cynical, as do we all these days, he says, he'll find it unconstitutional, find some way to overturn this on appeal, and perhaps they will. But for now, for tonight, Tom DeLay the Hammer could be going to jail for life. 877-520-1150. And for that, by the way, I am very thankful. A couple of other items here I wanted to hit, and then I'll give you something else that I'm thankful for. Let's see, a couple of quick items here. You may have heard this one. U.S. and Afghan officials say a man they believe to have been a senior Taliban commander who was involved in high-level peace talks for months was actually an imposter. Yes, the man was apparently impersonating Mullah Akhtar Muhammad Mansour, a major Taliban figure, but it wasn't him at all. It's not him, said one Western diplomat. And, he adds, we gave him a lot of money. Brilliant! So they let this guy into high-level peace talks. And he was a Taliban guy, but it wasn't who he said he was at all. And, oh, we gave him a lot of money. Geniuses. All right, let's see. In letters sent earlier this week to the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve, GOP Rep Spencer Baucus and Judy Biggert of Illinois demanded an investigation into the establishment of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau created under Wall Street regulatory reform. By the way, I'm all up for investigation. I think investigation is great. Investigate everybody when there is evidence for reason to investigate people or things. In this case, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, headed up by, or at least being set up by, Elizabeth Warren, who is absolutely brilliant, and God love her in that role that she is carrying out right now. Anyway, they're going to be targeting her. What do you know? Why? Well, because she's effective. She must be done away with. Just ask Van Jones about that. The letters are reportedly the strongest signals yet that the new House GOP majority plans to use its oversight powers to hobble elements of the Obama agenda. Oh, really? Do you think? Who'd have thunk it? 877-520-1150. Let's grab Joy in Santa Cruz. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Joy.
Hello, Brad. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Joy?
I haven't talked to you in ages.
But when was last? Do I know you? Do I know which Joy?
Yeah, I've done interviews for you.
Oh, that Joy. Hey, Joy.
Hi.
Who knew? I can't, you know, I can't know that every Joy is going to be you, you know.
Well, of course not.
Anyway, good to talk to you, Joy. So what's on your mind? You have something you're thankful for.
One, I'm thankful for you.
Well, you're kind. Thank you.
No, I'm serious. I'm really thankful for your green reports, for you and Dez.
Thank you.
You're doing a wonderful job. Oh. I'm just thrilled that you're doing this because we don't have any really good green reports.
And for folks who don't know, if you're on a progressive station that is not lucky enough to play the Green News Report, that's something that Desi and I do, a six-minute Green News Report that's kind of funny and kind of informative and hopefully not too crunchy. But you can listen to it if you like. If you don't get it on your fine broadcast station, you can listen to it at greennews.bradblog.com. So thank you, Joy. I appreciate you pointing that out.
Well, and there's a number of other things that I'm still thankful for. I'm thankful that we still have a Democrat as a president, even though I'm not really happy with him.
Because it could be worse? Is that what you're saying?
It could be a lot worse. We could have Sarah Palin.
Okay.
And I'm grateful that we have beautiful weather this weekend here in California.
Well,
perfect Thanksgiving weather.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Joy. Really good to talk to you. Good to hear from you. And much appreciate your kind words.
Have a great night, hon. And have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And you too. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 877-520-1150. You can get in. You can tell me what you're thankful about for. You can tell me, but it doesn't have to be what you're thankful for. You can tell me what you're ticked off about. I don't care. These are your public airwaves. I am delighted to talk to you on them. Let's go to Christine in West Hollywood. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Christine.
Hi. Nice to talk to you, Brad. I'm wondering, I had a theory about these elections. We had all of those, we were listening to all of those and hearing all those results of those polls that were saying all these teabaggers were going to win and there was going to be a big upheaval and this and that,
right,
which I thought would be a self-fulfilling prophecy because they had all the machines fixed. Then we never heard any problems, very few except for the few that you bring up. But in the so-called mainstream corporate media, there was nothing.
Well,
why did they get rid of the exit polls?
Well, that's one of the reasons. Well, Christine, you didn't hear anything. Well, hang on. You didn't hear anything about problems back in 2004 when there was a mountain of problems, at least from the mainstream media.
That's true.
You know, so you don't hear about these things. One of the reasons why, if you go over to bradblog.com, I ran an election problem report wire of problems that were coming out from around the country, reports that were coming in. The 866 Our Vote hotline reported 15,000 calls to that hotline. And as a matter of fact, To give credit where it's due here, the New York Times themselves came out with a report that said, I can't remember the headline, I don't have it right in front of me, but it was something like major problems across the country on Election Day. Of course, those all disappeared shortly thereafter. But they were covering it. I think it was Ian Urbina over there, so I want to give him that credit. The problems are there, but, you know, when the candidates decide, oh, well, I guess I lost, I concede, I'm going away, we never hear about the problems, and it's left, you know, for another 2 years for people to start worrying about just, you know, hours before the election. Hey, are these machines working? Well, no, they don't. We told you that 2 years ago. You didn't do anything. So
that is really pathetic.
On the exit polls, yeah, they've gone out of their way to lock those down. We don't have them in many cases, or most disturbingly, they simply do not, will not, shall not release the raw data. What they release are the exit polls that have been adjusted after the election to meet what the results are, you know, the results of the actual ballots that are supposedly counted. They actually adjust the results of the exit polls to match up with the results of the elections. And the only way to get around that is to see the raw data, and they won't release that for some reason.
I'm stunned, but I'm not really. On the other hand,
yeah.
You know, I just see where the direction this country is going, and I'm so sad.
Don't be sad. Don't retreat. Reload, Christine. I appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
And you too.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye bye. More of your calls straight ahead. 877-520-1150. Would love to hear what's on your mind, thankful or otherwise. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, thankfully, sitting in for Mike. More ahead. I am thankful for our engineer out here at KTalk AM 1150, our engineer Tony Sorrentino, who knows how to rock da bumper music. Man, that's good stuff, brother. Thank you. Brad Friedman in for Mike. We will be taking your calls here momentarily. More of your calls, 877-520-1150. Wanted to keep things wide open as I could here to try to hear from as many of you as possible on the air. Not just over at the chat room at bradblog.com, where you can go visit and say hello to everybody and they're lively. There's a lot of cooking going on there. The smells of Thanksgiving are wafting into the chat room. I think that's the smells of Thanksgiving. I'm not sure. I hope it is. In any case, let's see here. WikiLeaks is set to report, WikiLeaks reports that its next release of secret documents, its next release of secret documents will be 7 times larger than the Iraq War logs. Yesterday on Twitter, or earlier this week, actually, I think the day before yesterday, the site said that there has been intense pressure over it for months, but later said the coming months will see a new world where global history is redefined. Well, I hope they're not understating it there. So that's what we can look forward to from WikiLeaks in the coming months. 7 times larger. And that Iraq war logs release was something like, Tony, you remember that 90,000 documents or 900,000 pages? I'm insane. Yeah. All right, 877-520-1150. Do I have time? Yeah, let me see if I can get to Tom in Bullhead City, Arizona. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Tom.
Yeah, a stopped clock is right twice a day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm having to agree with the conservatives on the TSA thing.
The who? The conservatives or the Republicans?
The conservative teabagger Republicans are talking about an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
Well, God bless them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've taken 14 flights in the last 14 months, and I have been searched 11 times intensively.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm a long-haired, 6'1", 650-pound, you know, hippie. That's 56 years old.
Dirty hippie. You deserve to be searched like that, sir.
Yeah, yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And my wife is laughing at me the whole time. She's Chinese. She's okay. A little petite, you know, perfect-looking, you know, beautiful woman, and no, they never search her.
She doesn't get searched, but you do because you're a dirty hippie.
And the only time I wasn't searched was when we were in China.
Right.
And in that case, she was searched?
What's that?
And in that case, she was searched?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Isn't that funny?
Okay.
And I was carrying medical-grade marijuana, so I was really nervous about it. Anyway.
So do you agree that you should that they should be carrying off these searches?
No, please. I'm really, you know, Benjamin Franklin said that anybody who would give up their Fourth Amendment, you know, basically about the Fourth Amendment right.
Yeah, give up their liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Tom, so I got to get to a break. Have a happy Thanksgiving, my friend. I appreciate it, and thanks for the call. 877-520-1150. What are you thankful for? What are you not thankful for? Would love to hear from you. The phones are, a few lines are open. Straight ahead. Brad in for Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the
an old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the cloudy sky and up a cloudy draw.
Welcome back, America.
Their friends are still on.
Glad to have you with us for this final hour tonight. 877-520-1150. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy. Keeping you warm tonight, and hope you got great plans for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Me, I'm probably going to sleep all damn day. I haven't had a day off since everybody else. The election ended on November 2nd. For me, not so much. It's still going on. All right, let's get back to your calls here. Curtis in Allentown, Wisconsin, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Actually, it's not Mike.
It's not Mike. It's Brad.
It's okay. Brad, yeah. How are you, Curtis? What's up?
I'm doing good. I'm a trucker, so I have a lot of time. I listen on XM. I listen to Patriot Channel and America Left.
Mm-hmm.
Probably equal amounts of time.
Isn't that obnoxious that one is called Patriot Channel and the other one is called American Left?
I normally just look at the numbers, but yeah, you're right.
I mean, they need to change it. Maybe one's the Patriot Channel, the other is the American Channel. So you're listening on the road, XM, very good. What's up?
Yeah, like I said, I listen to both probably equally, trying to form, you know, my political opinions. And the best I could come up with is maybe I'm a moderate. But my frustration is, and maybe I'm just not listening correctly or at the right times, but it seems like more on the Patriot Channel when the hosts are talking about a particular subject, they speak more to their principles and ideas and how they got to there.
Yeah.
And I listen for that, you know, for on the America Left channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's just more insulting the teabaggers and Republicans, and not so much about why, because that's what I don't get.
Okay, well, that's a little bit broad for me to handle in one fell swoop, but I will say this, that and for people who don't know, the Patriot Channel is the right-wing channel, and the American Left is the left-wing channel, supposedly, or I like to say the non-right-wing channel, because a lot of the people on it aren't particularly left-wing. There isn't much of a left-wing in this country. The problem that I have, Curtis, with so many of the folks, and like I say, I don't mean to be general, but with so many of the folks in the right-wing media, is that, frankly, they make stuff up. They lie. They don't tell the truth. And whether they believe it passionately or not, they make stuff up. So that's a problem. And there's, you know, plenty of folks on the left who I'm also happy to beat up on the supposed left. But hopefully they're telling the truth. So without being able to get a specific idea of an issue or a person or something that you're talking about, Curtis, it's hard to respond to your thought.
I'll throw just one little thing. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to get a grip on the whole healthcare situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been very fortunate. I've always been able to afford healthcare, and I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem with helping others. I just don't get the whole healthcare is a right thing.
Well, okay. Well, I can speak to that, and then I got to let you go only because I want to get to a bunch of callers. But you would understand that healthcare is a right if you had some healthcare that you needed and you couldn't afford it. And, you know, because you can afford it or because somebody who's rich, let's say the lady who lives to the right of me gets breast cancer and she's rich and she can afford to treat it, my wife gets breast cancer and she must die. Now, you're cool with that, right? Because my wife just doesn't have the money.
No, I don't want her to die.
Well,
no, I don't want anyone to die.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I have no problem with helping with all that. And, you know, I just don't see it as a fundamental right.
Well,
I mean, to me, it seems like, you know, you have the right to pursue that and the ability to purchase health care.
And you have a right then to die if you can't afford it. You have a right to die then if you can't afford it, right? That's just tough luck.
Well, if you get hit by lightning, it doesn't matter if you have money or not.
Well, that's right, and because stuff happens. But if you get hit by lightning, you should be able to be treated for that, whether you happen to be a corporate CEO or whether you happen to have been laid off by a corporate CEO, have lost your health insurance, and can't afford treatment. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Because, you know, in the end, I would suggest that the privatized healthcare system and the fact that people are out there making a profit on your health or, frankly, on your death is rather obscene. And if you go anywhere else in the world, they laugh at us here in this country that, you know, you can't, that if you get sick and you can't get treatment because you can't afford it. It's crazy. And if you're listening to Democrats talking about it, it's no surprise that you think they, you know, don't really speak from their heart, that they don't understand what they're talking about, because so many Democratic officials, they don't. They're cowards. They're cowardly. And, you know, please don't judge progressives and progressive ideals by lousy Democratic officials and, for that matter, even bad talk show hosts on the radio, okay?
Okay, well, I guess what
that
the only thing that really strikes me on their side of it is when they speak about government doing something better than the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there some way that, you know, I would be glad to write a check, you know, to an insurance company to help out with other people's health care instead of giving it to the government, because it seems like the government doesn't do anything efficiently.
Well, you know what? Talk to somebody who's in you weren't ever in the military, were you?
Yes, I was in the Air Force.
You were. So do you use the VA?
No, that was a long time ago.
Well, but you're still entitled to VA coverage, aren't you?
I don't know.
Veterans Administration.
I have Blue Cross Blue Shield and have for 25 years.
Okay, well, you're probably wasting a lot of money there because I think you're entitled to service.
I'll pay for it.
Well,
I'll pay for it. I get through my job.
You don't?
No.
Oh, well,
I get through my job.
Okay, well, if you lose that.
That's
or
what I mean.
If you,
I'm a little bit, a little bit outside of
it. If you lose that or if you lose your job, you're going to be damned happy that you can go to the VA and that you can be treated even if you don't have money. You have the right to be treated. and to have health care at the government run. And by the way, if you talk to any Republicans, they'll tell you, no, we don't want to close down the VA. The VA is the best with our military. They deserve the best. Well, they do deserve the best, and the best as defined by Republicans, even guys like Bill Kristol, have said that the best is the VA. And that's what? Actual socialist government-run health care. Think about that while you're driving tonight, Curtis. I really enjoyed talking to you, but I do got to run to get to more callers. But I really appreciate your call, and please touch base again at another time. I'll be back on Friday or any time I'm in. All right, brother?
Okay, thanks, Brad. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, and you too. All right. Let me see if I can get in some more good for old Curtis. Thanks for calling in and giving a damn enough to ask questions. And wish there was more of you out there, Curtis. And by the way, don't be fooled by those liars on the right, because they just lie. It's one thing, you know. It's one thing if you have disagreements about policy, that's fine. But there are no death panels in the health care bill that was put forward by Democrats. That was a lie. The death panels are in the private insurance companies who decide that, you know what, we're not going to pay for it. Sorry, you're going to have to die. Or you're too sick. We're going to withdraw our coverage. That's where the death panels are. And so, you know, just anyway, thanks for giving a damn, Curtis. I really do appreciate it. Linear Bob,
yes,
in San Jose, California.
Yes.
Welcome to the Molloy Show,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, we've traded emails off and on, Brad.
Yeah, your name looks familiar.
That's why.
All right.
Terrible. Anyway, I'm thankful for you and for Mike and for the other folks on. We still have Liberal Talk Radio. I was beginning to think it might not survive. Not too long ago.
Well, it's boy,
and
good.
It's still kind of bleak, but
yeah.
You know, you guys are still hanging in there, and you know, and without talk radio, and especially you know, I would say loyal and patriotic talk radio,
yeah,
which is what I consider where we are to be.
Which is why it ticks me off when I'd
be going nuts.
Which is why it ticks me off when I hear about XM and the right wing channels, the Patriot.
Because I listen to those guys once in a while. I mean, out San Francisco, we've got some of the classics. We've got Michael Savage out here.
Yeah, crazy people.
Others, and
crazy.
About 5 minutes a month does me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about all I can take. But I appreciate you're taking the time, and you do it. You know, you do this great little 5 minute news thing twice a week with your wife, and she's great too. I enjoy it. And I listen to you guys streaming and stuff. And God, I don't know where I'd be without it.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate that, Bob. But where do you listen? You're out in San Jose. What station
okay,
are you listening
KKGN,
to?
Okay, it's KKGN, Green 960, and then I also use the internet.
Oh.
So there are times when I want to hear something that isn't on.
Yep.
Like tonight, earlier tonight, there was a basketball game.
What?
I don't mind basketball.
What? On the green Green 960, on the great Green 960, they preempted the Mike Molloy Show
tonight. Just recently.
That's a fine. How do you do? Hey, thanks.
But I will say, as a broadcaster, I'm a broadcast engineer. I intimidate transmitters, especially television transmitters. I get paid to make 50,000 watts still work.
Yep.
So when people turn on their TV set, there's a picture there, or they turn on the radio, there's a radio signal there, and they don't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you and I may be a dying breed in that regard.
Well, yeah, that's those socialist radio waves.
Yeah, socialist radio.
Thank God for them. That's all I can tell you. And I wish that progressives would step up. I wish that Democrats would step up and take back those public airwaves.
Well, I'll tell
but
you,
don't
I
get me started.
I kind of support it.
Thank you, brother.
And I think you guys are. In fact, I know you are, and I know Mike is. And I say the best I can say is thank you for everybody hanging in there.
Appreciate it. We're gonna hang in there. We're gonna do more than that. We're gonna fight, and we're gonna keep fighting and to take back what's ours, the people. Thanks, Bob. I do appreciate the call. Have a great Thanksgiving. Okay.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Let me get to 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. You can still get in before we disappear for the Thanksgiving break, but never fear. We'll be back Friday, whether you like it or not. 877-520-1150. We're going to try to get to everybody out there. Sharon in Claremont, Stephen in Burke. I'll see all the people that are up late out in California now. Now we're hearing from all the West Coasties. Brad Friedman in for Malloy. One more segment. Glad you can be with us.
And one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you.
Tony Sorrentino here at LA's K-Talk AM 1150. Thank you, sir. You rock as ever. Also to producer Desi Doyen, producer, screener, and chat room hostess babe. Thank you, Des. And, I'm also thankful that Jeannie Dean, everyone's favorite chat room hostess babe, has shown up over at the bradblog.com chat room. Good to see you, JD. Hope you're well. Let's see, who else do I need to thank? I need to thank Derek Brett and Susan Pinchon for joining me tonight, as well as thank Andy Worthington across the pond for staying up late to join our show. And, of course, I thank all of you for listening. 877-520-1150. I'll grab a couple more of your calls here, but I wanted to, point out... Desi had mentioned to me during the break there about that call from Curtis, and it really was good to hear from Curtis, who had mentioned that he hears insults of folks on the right, teabag this, teabag that. That's true. Two points to mention here. One, the Tea Partiers called themselves teabaggers originally. There's a sign you can look at, I think it was April 2009 or February 2009. Teabag the liberal Democrats before they teabag you. So that was their own name. But you're right. It is used as an insult, and I will keep using it as an insult until I hear the Republicans stop referring to the Democrat Party. It is the Democratic Party. And, Curtis, when you hear the folks over on that so-called Patriot station, when you hear them talk about the Democrat Party, that's the same thing as calling the Tea Partiers teabaggers. Okay? All right. On Friday, we're also going to talk about the fact that the majority of Americans want Congress to keep the new health care law or actually expand it, despite Republican claims that they have a mandate from the people to kill it. New poll says they don't. We're going to talk about that on Friday. Okay, let me fly through these calls. Sharon in Claremont, California. Welcome.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Sharon.
And it's great to hear you, and thanks for all the great things you do. And I'm going to begin with a rather crude joke.
Uh-oh. Get your finger on that dump button there, Tony.
No. Okay. I'm not using any foul language.
Okay. Right.
I'm just going to repeat what Rush Limbaugh said today.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anybody to take their tea bags to the airport.
Yeah, something like that. He said, they're bringing their feeling their tea bags or something like that. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Apparently that's okay because Rush said it, so that's fine. Yeah.
That's okay. Anyway, yeah. I'll get on to the more serious things. I can appreciate what Curtis said because while he's listening to the lies on one hand and what he thinks is the facts on the other, but they are opinionated, then he does get confused. But what most Americans need to know is that the first things fascists do are they take over the airwaves. That is why it's extremely important that the Dems should have, when they took over in 2006, grabbed control of the FCC, which they still have control of, and deregulate it.
Well, the FCC...
divest it.
Well, the FCC is actually part of the executive branch, so it's controlled by the White House. It wasn't until 2008 that they arguably had control, if you will, over the FCC. And you don't mean divest the FCC. You mean divest the big corporate behemoths that have taken over the airwaves, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm saying
I'm
that
you.
If the right now,
yep.
since the White House has the majority on the FCC,
yep.
and
I,
they're supposed to be a committee in the House
yep.
when they had the control that could have recommended to the FCC
we
that
talked,
they deregulate.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last night. You can check the archives at bradblog.com. You're damn right they should have. They still should. Thanks, Sharon. I got.
They're going to continue to
yep.
lose. And I'm going to say one more thing and get off the air.
They
should also have outlawed the unverifiable voting machines.
You got that right. Thank you, Sharon. I got to run. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. yeah. Now I completely lost my train of thought. So I'm just going to go to Stephen Burbank very quickly. I've only got about 15 seconds, Stephen. Sorry about that. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brad. I'm glad for Bob because he said what I was going to say. I'm thankful for you and Mike Malloy and the other callers, Sanchez and Tim from L.A. And wit and wisdom, hopefully, if it ever comes to pass, that if I go to an airport, I have bypassed the radiation. And just when I have to go through the pat-down, I'll say, will you still love me and respect me in the morning?
Thank you for your call, Stephen. I appreciate
okay,
your kind words. All right, have a great night and a great great holiday. All right, thank you all really very much. Oh, too much thanks. Well, we got to. It's Thanksgiving, so we're going to be off tomorrow. You'll hear a spectacular Malloy rebroadcast, and then we will begin broadcasting again Friday night on the same Brad time, same Brad channel, and Mike Malloy will return on Monday. I can't believe I forgot my point. Well, you know what? That's what happens when you bring out these amateur bloggers to take a professional radio job. What do you expect? All right, we'll see you on Friday. Thanks for everything, guys. Really, I am thankful for you. Until Friday, I'll see you at the blog. Keep it lit, America.